We are still reflecting on the Sermon on the Mount, and our Lord is giving it here in a rather lengthy discourse, actually, but a brief summary of exactly the direction our lives should take. That is, that we should be first and foremost concerned about our souls. We have to remind ourselves that we have our bodies, yes, we have to take care of our bodies. Our Lord isn't saying that we shouldn't take care of them. But he's saying first and what's most important is the salvation of our souls. See, we have that spiritual element that is part of who and what we are. And that is our soul. Body and soul. You see? And so we have to take care of that soul. Because what our souls will experience after our deaths, and death defined as separation from the body, the soul from the body, but that's only for a period. It's only temporary. Our souls will be reunited with our bodies. And what our souls begin to experience at death, our bodies will too. So what's important is the salvation of our souls. You see? We have yet another life after this life. We have eternity awaiting us. Are we prepared for that? And in the end, there will only be two choices. We have to make that choice in this life, now. And there are only two. There's either heaven or hell, and we must not fool ourselves and think they don't exist. They do exist. We wouldn't be here if heaven didn't exist. That's God and our union with God. Without that, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't exist. You see, God keeps us in existence. There's how much he cares for us. He created us. He put us here. He keeps us here. And it is he who decides when it is time for us to leave. And we don't know when that will be. So we have to prepare ourselves here now. That's what our life is about. There's the meaning we need to seek in our lives. How many just don't have any meaning in their lives? What am I alive for? Why am I here? Well, that's why you're here. To prepare yourselves for eternity. And it's either going to be with God or without God. With God, and with that we call heaven. Without God, that we call hell. It's either eternal fullness of happiness or eternal misery. Far worse than anything we experience in this life here. See, so we must ask ourselves, which is it? Is it heaven or hell? Therefore, that's why our Lord here is emphasizing we must take care of ourselves, our souls first. Then what we need for the body will follow. Not that we don't take care of our bodies, he's not saying that. Not that we shouldn't wear anything, of course we should. But not that we shouldn't eat and drink, of course we should. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to take care of our bodies. They are part of that full union, the body and the soul. They go together and they are meant for each other. And they will remain with each other for all eternity. Now we have to take care of them, but first the soul. If we don't take care of the soul, then we lose both, basically. So we have to take care of ourselves. We must pray. That's really what our Lord is telling us here now. Seek God first. But first seek the kingdom of God, he says, and his righteousness. We must seek God first. You see? That's first. And how do we seek the kingdom of God? Well, we must pray every day. We have to nurture that union with God. The spark is already there with our baptism, but we have to nurture it so that it grows. You see? We have to nurture that. We have to pray every day. We have to reflect. We have to study. We have to reflect. We have all the tools necessary. We have the scriptures. We have the catechism, etc. And other doctrines, the documents of the church. We have everything we need. But we must reflect. We must study. We must read. We must pray every day. Because we have to make that choice now. We have to see, is it God or is it without him? And we have to remind ourselves, if we're going to try to do it ourselves without God, we'll never succeed. it won't work. It can't work. But if we try to do it with God, then we're going to see everything will work. According to God's will, of course, and that's what we must seek. And then it will follow. It will work. You see, ultimately then we are achieving our salvation. Let us then seek that first. Just as our Lord bids you, the kingdom of God first. Let's take care of our souls first. We must pray. We have the sacraments and we must make use of them. Particularly the sacrament of penance and the Eucharist. Make frequent use of them. What great gifts that God has given us, our Lord has given us. Great sources of grace. The strength, the courage to carry on, to do what we need to do, to achieve our eternal happiness, our union with God in paradise. Praise be Jesus and Mary.